This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico, 1 year later. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. The biggest issue that complicated every aspect of recovery on the island has been Puerto Rico's power grid. It was wiped out during the storm. The grid was not in great shape before the storm hit. The system has to traverse mountains, it's aging, and financial problems have crippled upkeep in recent decades. But there's another factor causing problems: trees. Transmission lines, the high-voltage cables that carry electricity over large distances, are supposed to be kept absolutely clear of vegetation. But in Puerto Rico, that's not the case. Irina Zhurov takes us to the island.
Hurricane Maria brought power lines down throughout Puerto Rico. 9 months later, Julio Alvarado Feliciano was still working hard to restore them.
We're here in the Tanama neighborhood. We're raising this line that's on the ground.
Julio is a technician with the island's power utility, PREPA. He's based in the north-central municipality of Arecibo. The day before, his team reinstalled fallen utility poles and unspooled fresh cable on the ground between them. Now, they're trying to raise the lines from the ground.
We're going little by little by little, raising.
But it's complicated here. It's remote. More than that, it's overgrown. Much of the damage to local lines was caused by trees falling and blowing into them. Where a cleared right-of-way should run under the transmission lines grows a beautiful orange orchard.
Lots of people plant trees like the guama, guaragua. These type of trees around here grow fast and get into the lines.
The trees aren't always planted. Sometimes it's just wild growth.
Brando!
Julio calls down a ravine to another guy somewhere in the brush.
Brando!
Brando Cuadro stumbles up the steep hill. When he joins us, he's sweaty and out of breath. He had just walked along the cable, untangling the brand new lines from the orange trees. At the utility pole, another guy cranked the line tighter, raising it. In other places, workers use helicopters to hang the cables, so the lines never touch the ground. But there are no helicopters here, no trimmed right-of-ways, just untangle, crank, little by little by little. When Puerto Rico started building its power grid in the 1940s, about 6% of the island was forested. Today, more than half of the island is covered by forest taking over abandoned agricultural lands. And that forest, it's lusty. It grows fast, 12 months a year. So, when Hurricane Maria came through, it wasn't just that the infrastructure was old and poorly maintained. It's that one of the most complicated pieces of technology, the power grid, is no match for a tree. I spoke to the people at PREPA. Maria Rodriguez in the utility's fiscal office says vegetation was a problem even before the storm.
We tend to have many outages vegetation related.
Nearly half of all power outages stem from line contact with greenery. Because the mountainous terrain and long growing season make maintenance difficult, Maria doesn't think Puerto Rico can ever have manicured right-of-ways like those on the mainland. But she says the utility can do better. It must.
We are trying to avoid to get to a similar situation with a future storm.
In terms of kind of the changes at PREPA right now, because there's a lot happening, where does this rank in priority?
Number one.
Oh, really? Why is this number one?
Because it's a reliability issue.
Thing is, the utility is in serious financial trouble. After years of mismanagement, it's about $9 billion in debt. For years, it's been cutting spending and staff. As people quit or retire, they're not replaced. PREPA used to have dedicated vegetation management crews. Today, they're mostly gone. The utility wants to outsource the work. About 30% of the total maintenance budget will go towards vegetation management efforts. Problem is, there's no established outside industry to do that work on the island. Meanwhile, what employees remain are doing the best they can. Even in urbanized spaces, nature asserts herself. I meet another utility worker, Alexi Hernandez, at the main entrance to the town of Utuado. His team has blocked the busy bridge in with their trucks to get to a big tree that grows on the riverbank. The power lines that bring the community electricity disappear into the tree branches.
La rama cayó encima de las líneas.
A branch fell on the lines and made contact with the lines. And when that happened, well, it made an explosion. This all happened this morning.
Alexei is on the utility crew that's fixing the lines and restoring the town's power. They cut away two of the fallen branches, but others remain stretching over the lines. Alexei says environmental regulations only let him cut what's absolutely necessary to make the current fix.
It's a ceiba tree, one of the oldest trees here in Puerto Rico. It's 50 or 75 years old. These trees are protected by the government.
He says Puerto Ricans love their trees, but he adds the remaining branches will likely break at some point too.
Unfortunately, it will happen again.
But for now, it's lunchtime. In a little restaurant nearby, over rice and beans with chicken, Alexei says this region used to have 60, 70 employees. Now, if 15 show up, it's a lot. He's a heavy equipment operator, but finds himself clearing vegetation.
We have more work and fewer employees.
And there will be one less soon. He's already put in his retirement notice.
I should have been gone already, but I haven't been able to because of the emergency. As soon as they let me, I'm going. 30 years, it's enough already.
Then he starts to reminisce about all he's seen in his 30 years working on the power lines. There are the pretty views from mountaintops. There are the mudslides that take down lines and poles. They send infrastructure tumbling, as if a tablecloth pulled out from under a set table. He remembers coming across this crazy thing that kind of epitomized the utility's challenge with nature. A yagramo tree, an early settler in New Forest, had grown around a utility pole. It had swallowed it.
They became one. It seemed like just one unit. We left it alone and put up another utility pole. We left it, didn't touch it.
That time, they let nature win.